KCHAW Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. You out? Got early today. Well, about early, 10 o'clock. Retired time is early, though. N4DJC.
It's a little early in the morning for me to be figuring out what you just said, though. Try that again.
Early in the morning for me to be saying it, I guess. I said, it's kind of early to be out. I said, but, well, it's 10 o'clock and on retired time. That's about, that's kind of early for retirees.
For some reason, I'm still waking up at the same time I used to wake up. I never needed an alarm clock. I was always up before the alarm clock went off. And I have been this morning, but now I'm getting hungry. And time to go to the store, so instead of going to the store, I ordered McDonald's on my phone. And I go in there and I park in the curbside pickup and press the button, they bring it out to me. I don't have to wait in the long line. So I need to get some food before my brain gets in gear again. How about you? What you been doing this morning?
Have our grandkids over till Tuesday. My daughter's in-law in Vegas over the weekend. And it's his birthday, and they were going to go see Journey last night. And they left on Friday. They should be back Tuesday sometime, I think. I think it's Tuesday. So we've got them for a few days. They've been kind of keeping us busy. They get up earlier than I normally get up. But I think I beat both of them up this morning. I got up around 7. Sometimes it's one of those things, Dave, after you get accustomed to getting up so early, all those years, and it takes a while to, it took me about 5 or 6 years before I started sleeping a little later, and then I go through cycles. Sometimes I'll sleep till 8:30 or 9, and other times I'll get up at 6:30 or 7.
Be sleeping late at 6 o'clock. If I go much past 6, my head starts pounding. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it just needs caffeine, and it's because I always get up about, I used to get up around 4. Sometimes I still do, sometimes earlier than that. But never later than 6, because each minute past 6, my head pounding harder and harder. But that's okay. I kind of like it that way. I go to sleep at night thinking about being happy that the new day is going to start, and it's not long from now before it starts. Got up and started doing buyer secretary stuff this morning. I'm trying to get all that stuff knocked out so that it just takes care of itself. And working on generating a photo roster. Yeah. So I went and pulled back the one from 2007. That's pretty neat. You see the people's names and their faces and their call sign all in one shot. That's pretty neat stuff.
When I was in Rock Hill, I was a member of the York County Club up there, and we had a pretty active club back in the 70s and 80s, and it was always amazing to me, and I know I heard you guys talking about it yesterday, you put a name with a, put a call sign with a face, it's never very seldom does it match what you think they look like.
And I started since putting that out there on the air, you know, letting people know, I started getting signatures and email, or signatures and photo IDs recently. Got more than enough to print the first page worth of cards, which is 8 cards to a page, print and laminate. If you use the big laminating stuff, it's a lot cheaper. So if I do 8 in one shot, it comes out far less than if I do one at a time. But I got enough to do one now. So I'm starting to see people's faces for the first time. And I want to share that. I want everybody to get that experience.
Great idea. That's something I know the last time I went to Dayton, a lot of people I talked to on the radio, you know, from other parts of the country and had never seen them in person. This was before, long before the QRZ thing where you could put a name with a, you know, with an ID on QRZ, and it was really amazing. Sometimes I thought, you know, some of the guys I thought were old guys or young guys, and vice versa. You know, you look at the voice and you think it's, you know, you picture a person a certain way, and it's not that way at all. That's a really good idea. That's something I don't think I don't know of another club that's done that in the past. I'm sure there are, but it's not anything I'm familiar with. That's a great idea. That really helps. And when you get a ham fish, you're not looking for a call sign, you're looking for a face.
That picture, that's the thing, getting people to go to the effort to get the recent picture. But so far, the response has been good. Hopefully, it'll stay that way. But when I was looking back, we had about half. There was like 130 members back in 2006, and we got about half of them sign up for that, for the photo roster. So we had like over 60 people, 60, 70 people in the photo roster. And that's really good. It's good to be able to keep those over the years, too, and go back and look at, you know, a long time ago, especially if you can get them to keep them up to date. Well, I got to pull in here and register that I have arrived to pick up my breakfast. So give me a minute and I'll be back if you're still there. W4DJW.
I'll grab your food, Dolphin. Get a cafe today, and I'll talk to you when
you eat.
Chad, good morning, M4DJC.
Hey, Jerry, good morning. How are you, bud? You having a good morning?
Far. We had a good bit of rain yesterday. I wasn't expecting it, but we got a good bit of rain. It kind of cleared my gutters out. Didn't have any stoppages. I had a guy clean my gutters out last week, and I was hoping he did a good job, and it looks like he did. Got all my leaves off the trees now, so hopefully I can get them, keep them out of there until next fall anyway. I was talking to Dave. He was grabbing something from Mickey D's. He could be back in a minute.
Well, I just stepped in the radio shack and heard y'all talking. Jerry, I got a question for you. Have you ever used a Zoom for a video conference?
I have. I've never had the necessity to. My daughter works for WIFF. She's an assistant news director. They use Zoom a lot for their, you know, because they have to talk with corporate a lot. And I'm not sure, they seem to use it and like it okay, but I'm not sure if there's a better platform out there or not. I think Dave uses it, or has used it quite a bit in the past. He's probably a better person to ask, but I don't, I've been retired now about 10 years, so I generally don't use anything like that for other than FaceTime with kids and grandkids and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't use anything like GoToMeeting or any of those platforms.
Well, I have completed my PowerPoint presentation to present to the club for the Thermal Belt Club, and I was trying to find somebody that did Zoom and could, you know, maybe give me 10 or 15 minutes to go through the slideshow and see if somebody with a little bit more experience can pick it apart and say, hey, you know, just to take a look at the slide before I present it to the club, because I don't want it to look, you know, unpresentable or anything. And was just wondering if you did Zoom, but I'll see if I can locate someone that does Zoom and try it out on them. But no worries. No worries. KO4NUE.
Dave, you could probably help Chad out. And Chad, I was going to mention to you now, Bill, N4WHM in Harville, is, you know, he works for the University of Georgia. He does a lot of stuff like that. I don't know if he uses Zoom or not, but he'd be another person to ask. But I know Dave uses it a lot. Dave, was the caffeine suitable?
My number plugged in, and I'm sitting in my reserve drive-through spot. so we'll see. But, Chad, we use that for our club meetings. So, yeah, anybody that attends our club meetings has the Zoom client on their desktop, or I've got mine on my laptop. So if you want me to log into a Zoom meeting that you're hosting just to validate it looks good, I can do that when I get back home.
I've been working on the thing for a couple months, and I've got it, I think, in a presentable state. And just trying to find somebody I can present it to before I present it to the club and maybe give me some ideas on what I need to change or, Chad, that was horrible, or, you know, I would love to show it to you. It's kind of short, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm just hesitant to occupy other people's time, and, you know, just want to know kind of what you thought.
I'm around the radio, or if you're not, I can text you, but after I'm waiting for breakfast to come out to the car, and then I got to go home and eat breakfast with my wife, and when we finish that, then I can go in the other room with my laptop, and we can go through it if you want to, if you're going to be around this morning.
Absolutely. Just at your convenience, just shoot me a text or give me a holler on the radio, and I'll shoot you a link, and I really would appreciate it, because I do not want to look like and be unprepared, you know. So I appreciate it, Dave.
Subject matter, what's it about?
Wide area repeater network system. So we've got a lot of new hams that have requested information about that system and how it works, and I have contacted K9OH and got the pertinent information and put it on some slides for them, and just want somebody to take a look at it.
Okay. Is this for Billy's repeater, or is it for the Tekoa 33 repeater?
It's for all of them involved in the link in the ones system. I want to say there's like 13 of them, or that's what's listed on the webpage. Nothing specific about any repeater. It's just how the system works and how it links and how a operator can report weather conditions through that when they are linked.
That'll be interesting. So, yeah, I'll be interested in hearing how that goes. I'll just ping you on text. I'll just ping you a text message. You've got my email address, so you can go ahead and send the Zoom link if you want to. And when I get finished eating breakfast, we'll go through it. That'll be interesting to see.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it. All right, KO4NUE. I'll be clear. And Jerry, if you want to change your mind, you want to see it, let me know. But I'm happy with Dave looking at it, telling me, hey, no, that's crap, or you're good. Thank you, Dave. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
WKN4VWA.
How are you?
Conscious and semi-functional. That's all I'm going to claim. Listen, did you get the little photo that I sent you last night?
Yeah, but it was zoomed in really, really tight, so I wasn't able to see the bigger picture. Was that like on the side of a receiver?
No. That was the two antennas lying on the face of another cell phone for black background contrast. Those are the two connectors with the stuff scraped off. I have a set of dental tools that veterinarians or humans use, and the compound they had on there really didn't lend itself. It wanted to burn too easy. I didn't want any carbon in around that, so I backed up and I used one of my dental scrapes, and it just came right off. It lifted off and cleaned off just nicely, and that's what I wound up with, and it's pretty much clean and ready to go into the other receiver now.
Oof in the pudding will be if we can go out further than we could before, a lot further than we could before. That's the bottom line. Put them on there and see if it says critical alert again, and if it, you know, when you're less than a yard away, you know, the length of your yard away, if it does that, then if it doesn't make that alert, then yeah, good job. If it makes that alert, those are tiny, tiny connectors. And they are They're hard to work with if you're not a machine. The machines that build those and assemble them, it's easy for them. I don't think there's humans involved in that process, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, yes, I am excruciatingly painfully aware. As a matter of fact, I had one of my magnifying lenses in there using it to make sure that I didn't damage anything on the bad receivers that came off just as practice to get the other ones off. So the long and the short of it, we'll see. Proof is in the pudding. So, oh, and Ollie texted me this morning and or last night and says, do we fly tomorrow? I don't think I really need to respond with today's weather. But I am looking northwest right now. And back up that way, I can see the break, and it is absolutely clear. So who knows what it's going to do today?
Houston, I see a definite break in the clouds, and if the clouds are going from the north to the south, then it's going to clear up. If the clouds are going from the south to the north, it's not. If they're going from the north to the south, it is. So we'll see. We'll see if it clears up. Anyway, Amy got her booster on Friday, and she felt really bad yesterday, and she doesn't feel very good today either. So, well, I have to play it by ear if I'm going to leave. I'll feel guilty leaving her home alone if she doesn't feel better by today.
Well, tell you, now, did she get sick when she got her first pair of shots?
When she did, no. I had all three. The first two plus the booster, and I didn't feel anything from any of them.
I don't understand. I really thought that, man, you know, when I got my shot, I was just prepared to get really sick because my wife Sue got really sick with it. And, you know, I got a little bit of a sore arm, and that was it.
So that is, if you're not feeling any pain, there's no gain. I mean, she's feeling bad, that means she's building antibodies. You and I didn't feel bad at all. We didn't build much of any antibodies. So even though it's bad to feel bad, it's better in the long run to feel bad for a couple of days than it is to, you wind up in the hospital, your chances of coming back out alive are pretty low.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you and Jerry carry on, and I'll let you know, just exactly what I find. I'm going to try to do a range check on that thing today and see what I come up with. And I'll text you and let you know what it does. So I'll talk to you soon. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after you final.
All right. Have a good one. Take care. Good talking to you. Jerry, you still there?
Tim and Steve, hope you're doing okay today. Sounds like you're doing some radio control work. Dave, I wanted to mention to you, I saw something the other day that I found pretty interesting, at least it was to me. Evidently, DJI has come out with a version of the Mini called an SE. It's like $300. It only has one battery. I'm sure there's some other things in it I'm not aware of that are different than a Flymore package. But I guess they wanted to drop that price down under $300 for the holidays.
I know what you're talking about. I was looking at the, they have a FPV racer version too that came out, and I was going to get the goggles anyway, and the goggles, you can get the goggles, the controller, and the racer for a little more than what the goggles cost by themselves, but I came across that one that you were talking about too, but, Then I listened to that guy down in New Zealand's review of it before I did that. He's got 10 reasons why you shouldn't do that. So he's got another video coming out, 10 reasons why you should. So he's making it completely objective. So I don't know. I'm still waiting. I haven't done anything yet. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. I got to back in here and eat this while it's hot. Good talking to you, Jerry. And Chad, if you're still there, I'll talk to you in a little bit. W4DJW. I'll be clear after yours.
Okay, Dave, have a good morning, and I hope Amy gets to feeling better. We didn't have much problems with ours either, but as you said, that's anybody's working when they do. But I hope she gets to feeling better, and talk to you later. Have a good day. N4DJC, clear.